Welcome to Business Beat, a show collaboration between KBIA and Missouri Business Alert. We cover what's happening in business and economics in mid-Missouri and beyond. I'm Kara Tabor. Balancing time and energy can be hard enough if you're a working student. Zach Heath knows this all too well. He's a Mizzou MBA student and an entrepreneur launching his own company, Hunter Biomedical Group. And if all of that weren't enough, he's also a stage 4 colon cancer patient. Business Beat's Sue Lay and I speak with Zach about his fight for his startup and his health.
You call yourself the world's busiest cancer patient. You're a student. You're ready to finish up your master's in business administration, and you're an entrepreneur. And we're wondering if you could talk a little bit about both of those things, too.
There's a lot that goes into trying to launch a biomedical startup. I've spent a couple hundred hours at least working through business plans and investor pitches and market research and trying to figure out how to navigate FDA approval channels and how to exactly raise money and who, and building a huge network of people that can kind of help me along the way and champion our startup. I wouldn't change it for the world. I've learned so much, and I'm very excited for the future.
And with Hunter Biomedical Group, if you could just explain what exactly are you doing?
Our goal is to change the way that cancer treatments are administered and how surgeries are performed. So we have our first device. We're basically a robotic surgical innovation company. The first one is actually a vaginal hysterectomy platform, which will change the way the hysterectomies are performed in women, because about 70% of hysterectomies in the market are done abdominally. So our device would be an outpatient surgery. Your recovery time is about 80% less. The infection rate is way lower. We're essentially the Da Vinci robot for vaginal hysterectomies, which is a really cool position to be in, and it's really exciting.
So what stage is the startup at right now?
We're currently prototyping devices, and we're getting everything together to actually pitch to investors, which we're working closely with the university and the life sciences incubator. And in the next month or two, we'll be trying to seek out and finalize investment. But we're, you know, still in the infancy stage, but we are working towards securing all of our IP, and we have filing provisional patents and basically building our network and trying to figure out who the best people are to work with and how exactly we want to go about getting funded. And so there's a lot of negotiation that goes in there and just kind of a critical thinking analysis and trying to figure out what will work the best for us and how we can kind of give ourselves the best situation to succeed.
What went through your mind, I guess, when you first found out about your cancer situation, that you've been working with a startup that focuses on that aspect of medical care and healthcare, and here you are having that switch of a position?
I kind of just weirdly chuckled a little bit initially, because the irony is just insane to me. I mean, and I pretty much knew I would get cancer at some point, but I never would have guessed it would have been right after my 28th birthday.
What does that mean? Like, are you envisioning like 50-year-old you getting cancer?
Like, or, you know, if you live long enough, you get cancer, you know, and that's just right. Kind of how it is. Mm-hmm. And as I have a long history of cancer in my family, unfortunately. And, you know, my sister was diagnosed with cancer when she was 6 years old. My mom's had cancer. My dad's had cancer. I think that's part of the reason I handled it so well, is because I sat back and watched them dominate cancer. You know, my sister did it as a 6 year old. Talk about too young to have cancer. She just took it like a champ. So as a 28 year old, what am I going to do? Draw on the strength of my parents and how my little sister handled it. And I can't let her beat me.
To hear more of our chat with Zach, listen to the next episode of the Three Broke Mice podcast on iTunes and where podcasts are found. For more information about Zach and his company, visit kbia.org and missouribusinessalert.com.